It's Monday, the 30th of June, 10:30 a.m. No, wait. It's 10:45 a.m. It's a lovely morning. It's sunny, but with big, white, puffy clouds shielding the sun at the moment, but looks like it's about to pop its head back out. I find myself back in familiar surroundings. And I don't just mean those surroundings of my garden, my home, the area. But the surroundings of being alone for this short period of time, of my own head, my own mind, and to be there in that quiet space yet again after 2 weeks off. Hmm. 2 weeks off a different life, basically. The garden will help me get there. The birds this morning, there's loads of panic in the air because I see magpies everywhere, fledglings who are just as ruthless as the parents, sitting panic in the breasty of the wee birds. Sun's out again. I'm standing below the canopy of trees now, full canopy. In 2 weeks, everything has, well, exploded even further. Lots of trimming and grass cutting and tidying up to do. Maybe I'll complete that sanding off the monoblocks, but not just yet. Like everything else, after 2 weeks' holiday, you come back to matters that needs attending to. And I'm no different. I've got a list, and my wife's got a bigger list for me. It's funny. Why do we say it's funny? Why do I say it's funny? Nothing funny about it. Surely I should use another expression. It's strange, then, that whenever, well, at least I come back from holiday, I seem to have this inner desire to change my life a bit, to improve my life, or to improve me in life, to do something different, or some things different. Maybe to change the morning routine, maybe to change how I behave with other people, maybe how to change how I behave with myself. Strange. Yeah, strange is a better word. I may have to clap my hands 2 or 3 times to deter those marauding magpies which are setting up all kinds of panic here. Be back in a second. Well, that worked for a wee while, chased them off. But they'll be back. So this morning, how am I feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm extremely tired. Our flight was delayed on Saturday night. And yesterday we were pretty tired. Time we got to bed, late in the morning. And we went to bed last night, about back at 10, and got up just before 10, I think. Yeah, sorry. So obviously, things catching up. Lack of sleep during the holidays, which happens. But we'll be in fine fettle soon, at least I hope we'll be. But strangely, it's good to be back. Holidays are only holidays if you have to go on a holiday. You have to be home to go on a holiday. And I'm glad I'm home. I love this place. Yes, I know my head, I've moaned about certain things. But sunshine and sandy beaches and warm surf, it's just a treat, really, for us, for me. I'm actually glad to be coming home on Saturday because the temperature's just soared and soared and far too warm for us. You can't switch that easy. Anyway, it's good to come back to some nice weather. It's good to come back to my wee garden and my birds and the life I have here. And I've written down some new values for myself. It's a wee bit like Lent. What are you going to do in Lent? Give up chocolate or biscuits or drink or smokes? Or are you just going to try and be a better person, a nicer person, change your life a wee bit? That's how I feel. And it's the same every time I come back from a lengthy holiday. It's 2 weeks being lengthy. So I've written them down, as usual, on a bit of card. We'll see how far down the line I get with those. I started this morning by not sitting at the computer at all, even with my coffee. And I sat and listened to, yeah, you guessed it, classical music. Trying to just, well, change my life just a wee bit at a time. Those magpies are back, by the way. Hence the continued panic. Sun's out, it's lovely. Filtered down through the trees, the canopy. I wonder why I feel so good this morning. Is it the extra long sleep? Is it sunshine? Is it just being glad to be home? And why am I asking myself so many questions? I do love this place. I do love being back to 2 boiled eggs. Well, no, rephrase that. 1 boiled egg each. 1 toast. And my porridge. And not the banquet of continental food that was served up to us every morning by my wife's sister, whether we wanted it or not. It's good to be back to the simple ways, to the solidity, if you like, of established way of life that we set up here. I think my mind's just trying to pluck things out. It's actually becoming a wee bit too complicated, mixed up now. Aim's best. That's a true saying, aim's best. Never so glad to fall into our own bed on late Saturday morning. No, I'll rephrase that. Sunday morning. I saw these sounds.